You know, I'd like to start with this. I believe that most of us here, can I have, excuse me, filled ako ng Holy Spirit, kaya kailangan uminom. You know, I believe that before we came to school, maybe kung first year ka, or maybe first year high school or college ka, you know, I realized this, that, you know, dati wala pa tayong muwang. Alam mo yun, you just don't care. You know what, kung ano yung itsura mo, kung ano yung amoy ng hininga mo, kung ano yung amoy mo, wala ka lang pakialam. Okay? And then here you are, papasok sa campus, sa school, as if like, you know, everything is normal. Di ba? Yung iba sa inyo, di ba? Yung mga babae, talaga lakad, gano'n, no? Talaga, wala lang. Yung mga lalaki, parang hindi mo pa naisip mag-wax. Okay? And then all of a sudden, here comes the man of your life, or the woman of your life, nabighani ka sa kanya, nakita mo siya, uy, grabe, ang ganda niya. Parang biglang, alam mo yung mga cartoons, yung lumalabas yung puso, biglang gumagam, bug, bug, bug. Yung parang ganun yung nangyari sa'yo. Parang all of a sudden, things changed. Okay? Biglang nagbago yung pananaw mo sa buhay. Kung dati, kung makaupo ka lang, yung mga babae, di ba, upo lang, ganun, talagang nakaganun pa, mga babae. Then all of a sudden, nakita mo yung crush mo. The next day, something changed in you, inside of you. Nagbago ka. Sino sa inyo dito na-experience nyo yun? Umamin ka. Bukod sa akin. Lima lang tayo? Wala nang iba? Mga plastic kayo. Alam ko na alam nyo ang sinasabi ko. Nagbago ka, di ba? Biglang nagsimula ka ng magpaganda. Alam mo, nagsisimula ka na lagi nagsusuklay ka na ngayon lagi. Lagi ka na nagsasalamin. There's something in you na bago. Dati talagang wala ka lang pakialam. But because of something na-experience mo, na bago ka, kaya ginagawa mo na yung bagay na hindi mo na ginagawa dati. And you know what? That same thing that when we understood who the Holy Spirit is. You know, something I believe, I pray that when we know of who the Holy Spirit really is in our lives, I pray that something will change inside of us. That we will not just think of the Holy Spirit, oh, okay, you know, Holy Spirit, oh, naririnig ko yan eh. Ano yan eh? In Tagalog, banal na espiritu yan. But you know, that's it. We don't have any knowledge. We don't have any idea about who the Holy Spirit is. But you know, throughout this series, our goal is that for us to really know the third person in the Trinity. And that is the Holy Spirit. In fact, let me just establish this. Two truths, two important truths that we need to know for us to really know who the Holy Spirit is. The first truth is that the Holy Spirit, okay, is a person, not a force. For some of us might be thinking, ah, ganun pala yun. Kala ko, basta paghumangin ng malakas, tapos medyo na ano pag yung curtain medyo gumalaw, uy, Holy Spirit pala yon. Pagka wala namang yung namatay yung kandila, uy, baka Holy Spirit yon. Okay, baka namang multo yon. 'Di ba? But you know what? The Holy Spirit is a person. It is personal. And he is not some kind of energy of force that will blow you away Really, when you have the Holy Spirit, it will blow you away. Your mind, your heart, as if talaga, you know, God is speaking to you. But you know, the Holy Spirit is a person, not a force. In fact, the scripture tells us, we can see that in John chapter 14 through 16, that those chapters, okay, how the Holy Spirit was introduced to us, okay, that He is the Counselor. But let me just read in chapter 14, verse 16. It says there that, I will ask the Father, and He will give you another Counselor to be with you forever, even the Spirit of Truth. Okay? You know, when Jesus calls Him the Counselor or the Comforter, or in ESV, the Helper, He is saying that He is a Counselor like me. He's a Counselor like me. You know, yes, I went up to the Father. You saw me with flesh. But when I came up to the Father, I'm not going to leave you as orphans. I'm not going to leave you as if like, okay, tapos na tayo. Sinave ko na kayo, namatay na ako para sa inyo. Okay, nagsakripisyo na ako para sa inyo. Then that's it. No. He sent the gift, the promise of the Holy Spirit. He sent the Holy Spirit for us. So that all the more we would understand the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. So that all the more we would know who God is. That is why He is so personal that He is in fact speaking in all of us here today. That He can speak to you. That you don't have to feel something spooky. You don't have to feel something weird. Just for you to know that the Holy Spirit is right here. But He is too personal that He can speak to you right here, this very moment. He is the truth. And the truth about that is that we can never let the Holy Spirit, okay, Holy Spirit, ano yan, sideline yan, oh, si Jesus dito yan. No, okay, we have one God expressed in three persons. That is God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But I don't have to discuss the Trinity. For some of you Catholics, Protestants, you understand what I'm saying. But right now, I want to zero in the personhood of the Holy Spirit. And then the second truth that we need to establish here about the Holy Spirit is that the Holy Spirit is God Himself, not a creation of God. Hindi siya, ang Holy Spirit, hindi siya yung si God, okay, oh, ito, ting, mamagicing ko, yan, may Holy Spirit kayo. No, He's not like that. In fact, He is God Himself. Okay? Now, if you could see in John chapter 1, verse 1 to 3, you know, you can see the relationship between the Father and the Son. Okay? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word became flesh. Okay? And then, that's the relation between the Father and the Son. And you can see the relation of the Holy Spirit with the Father and the Son, okay, in Romans chapter 8, verse 9 to 11. Now, you cannot say, we can never say that God is higher, the Father is higher than the Son is higher than the Holy Spirit. No, we cannot do that. Because there's only one God that exists in three persons. And now, that is the truth about the Holy Spirit. He's not a force. You know, you don't have to feel, you don't need to have goosebumps for you to know that there's a Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is so personal that He can speak to you. And He is God to us. And He is not just another creation of God. Now, let me just go personal. Okay? Let me just go practical this time. You know, sometimes we think that, katulad na sinabi ko kanina, alam mo yun, pagka tumayo yung balahibo natin o kaya tumayo yung balahibo natin sa batok natin, oops, something's going on. Ah. Alam mo yun, sometimes kasi ang thinking natin, pag nag-goosebumps tayo, uy, Holy Spirit to. Grabe, dumadaan, Holy Spirit. And, you know, I don't know, di ba minsan, baka may nakain ka, sumakit-chan mo, nag-goosebumps ka, kinalabutan ka, uy, Holy Spirit to. Ang lakas ng presensya. And you know, we could relate that to our feelings. And I want to tell you this, that, you know, sometimes we think of, you know, di ba pagka nag-goosebumps ka, it's like, kasi pagka nag-worship ka kay Lord, grabe, talagang Holy Spirit, nandito ka, talagang, Lord, ano to, nalalamig ako, Lord, dito ka talaga. Okay? But I want to tell you, it's more than that. It's more than goosebumps. It's more than, you know, that feeling. In fact, I have to say this, that even before I came to know Christ, I love musics. I love rock musics. And every time I hear rock musics, I'm telling you, there's goosebumps all over me. Because I'm loving it. But that God doesn't have to do with that. God doesn't have anything to do with that. Those songs. And some of you here, kapag ka nakakarinig ka ng mga love songs, diba, yung mga, alam mo yun, yung mga patwitams na song, yung kinikilabutan, naalala ko siya, Holy Spirit, ikaw to. Mga ganun ko, ikaw yan. But you know, it's not that. It's more than the feeling, it's more than goosebumps, because Holy Spirit is a person. Now, let me just go practical here today. The first thing that we need to know that is that the Holy Spirit is the source of our strength. Now, how could we say that the Holy Spirit is the source of our strength? Yes, Jesus ascended to heaven. But you know what? The scripture told us that He will never leave us as orphans. In fact, can we show that scripture in verse, I think, verse 18? It says there that I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Okay? And I will be your strength. Yes, I will go to the Father, but I'm going to leave you a counselor. And he's no other than like me. He is me. He is Jesus Himself. Okay? And then, the reason why the Holy Spirit is the strength, is the source of our strength. You know, I believe that you all know the story about this man named Joseph in the Old Testament, in Genesis chapter 38. You can find that out. You can see that. You know, this is Joseph tempted by Potiphar's wife. And then sinasabi nung asawa ni Potiphar, come to bed with me. But Joseph, in verse 2, you would realize that the Lord was with him. In verse 2 of chapter 38. The Spirit of God is with him. That is why he was able to resist temptation. That is why he ran away from Potiphar's wife. Now, the question is, how could I have that strength? Paano talaga ako? Yes, I have the Holy Spirit. I know the Holy Spirit somehow. Pero paano talaga ako magkakaroon ng strength? You know what? I believe, if you are, girls, listen to this. If you have a boyfriend, okay, I want you to listen to this. You would know that you have the Holy Spirit and you have the strength of the Holy Spirit when your boyfriend asks you to sleep with him. Can you? Okay, listen. If your boyfriend asks you, girls, pwede ka bang matulog nakatabi ko? Tayong dalawa lang. And you would know that you are filled with the Holy Spirit. You have the strength. When you slap him so hard in his face, I'm telling you, you have the power of the Holy Spirit. Sampalin mo na malakas pagka sinabi sa'yo yan. Anong akala mo sa akin? Or maybe the reason is because I don't think magagawa ko yon. You know why? Because sometimes we're loving it. Sometimes we like it. But you know what? I don't think the Holy Spirit would tell you, just go on, just move on. It's okay. I don't think the Holy Spirit will tell you, you know, wala namang mawawala eh. Okay lang yan. But I believe the Holy Spirit will give you strength so that you could resist temptation. Just like Joseph, who resisted the temptation of lust, of that relationship. And I believe that today, you know, that, you know, some of you are here, some of you that is right here in this place, that you want the strength to resist the temptation, to resist, you know, what's been bothering you in your mind, in your thoughts. Lord, gagawin ko ba to? Ano bang gagawin ko? Lord, wala na talaga akong pupuntahan. Ito na lang talaga. But you know what? The Holy Spirit would tell you, you know what? All you have to do is just to be strong. Because the Holy Spirit is living inside of you. And not just that, if you feel like you're about to give up, you know, if you feel like that, you know, grabe, parang lahat yata ng ginawa ko mali, lahat yata ng ginawa ko palpak, you know, wala na akong ginawang tama. And you want to give up, you want, as if like life is so boring, as if like life is parang, parang ayoko na magpatuloy, ayoko na mag-move on. You know what? The Holy Spirit will be the one to strengthen you spiritually, emotionally, physically, and mentally. You know, you don't need to see Jesus again. You don't need to, you know, to how high your hand is lifted up kapag ka nagwo-worship ka para lang mapaglabanan mo yung boredom or yung temptation or whatever that is holding you back. You don't need that. All you have to know is that the Holy Spirit is inside of you. That is why it doesn't matter. Listen to this. It doesn't matter kahit na gaano karami binabasa mong scripture every day. Praise God kung nagbabasa ka ng 20 chapters a day. Tapos binabasa mo 1 Chronicles, o kaya Deuteronomy. Diba? Diba? Yung mga long chapters, no? Tapos Numbers. But you know, hindi dun yun eh. 20 pa lang yun, maga pa lang yun. May tanghali pa, another 20. Oh, tapos may 20. Grabe, 60 chapters a day, no? Hindi ibig sabihin na bumabasa ka ng maraming chapters sa Bible every day. Kaya mo nang i-resist ang temptation. Kaya mo nang labanan yung spiritual boredom mo. But it takes the Holy Spirit so that you will be empowered to do what's right, to do, you know, the things that God wants you to do. And it only takes the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the truth, the Spirit of God. That's number one, the Holy Spirit is the source of our strength. And the second one is that the Holy Spirit gives us the faith to believe God for impossible. You know, last week we had our prayer and fasting. You know, kung maybe some of you nagulat kayo, ano yung mga ang daming basura sa labas. Iba-iba kulay, ah, in fairness. Diba? Pagpasok nyo, ang daming mga nakadikit, may mga picture pa. Those are answered prayers. Those are breakthroughs. Okay? Because last week, for some of you, hindi nyo nalaman na meron palang prayer and fasting last week. We had a great time really praying and really worshiping God together. And, you know, seeking God, asking God about His leading, about His guidance. And most of us here, you know, we wrote things that, Lord, I want this. Lord, I'm believing God for this. Lord, I'm believing for salvation of my family. Lord, I'm believing for restoration ng family ko, ng parents ko. Lord, I believe na mag-resurrect yung grades ko this year, pagpasok namin. Lord, eto na talaga yon, Lord. Eto na talaga. Lord, wala nang urungan to. Lord, I believe na Lord, this year, magkakaroon na ako talaga ng cellphone. Hindi lang basta cellphone, pero talagang iPhone 5. At Lord, may kasama pang iPad mini or iPad 4. You know, we're believing God for breakthroughs. We're believing God for miracles. But you know, the Holy Spirit would enable you to believe God for the impossible. It is the Holy Spirit who would speak to you. You know what? You don't have to have that self-pity feeling na parang, nako, wala nang, hindi na yata masasagot yung prayer ko, wala na yata. But you know what? The Holy Spirit would increase the faith inside of us. The Holy Spirit would tell you, you know what? There's hope and there's favor from the Lord. And I wanna say this. You know, if you're praying, if you're believing God for something, at sa tingin mo, kaya mong bilhin o kaya mong makuha, or maybe hindi ikaw, maybe sa tingin mo, parents mo or kamag-anak mo kayang ibigay sa'yo, I'm telling you, don't pray that prayer. Because that is too possible for you. But pray prayers that is too impossible for you, that it is only God who could give that to you. As if like, Lord, grabe, kahit pagbalik-baligtarin ko yung mundo, hindi ko kaya talaga to. Hindi ko maunawaan kung paano ko makukuha to. Just like, maybe yung classmate mo, imposible talaga na makakilala kay Lord. Kahit na anong invite mo, binibigyan mo na kung ano-ano, Bible, whatever, binabribe mo na, pinapakain mo na, attend ka, pakakainin muna kita. Paglingon mo, wala na, iniwan ka na, busog na kasi, asa na yun? Di ba? And it seems impossible. But you know, the Holy Spirit would assure you that, you know, there's hope, there's answer to our prayers when you believe God. And the Holy Spirit will confirm that to you. That answer, that assurance, that all you have to do is to believe Him. That all you have to do is just to surrender everything to Him. Lord, Holy Spirit, I'm trusting that You're going to move in my heart and You're going to move into that somebody's heart, even in my situation right now. The Holy Spirit gives us the faith to believe God for impossible. And sometimes we're thinking, parang it's impossible to say no to her. It's impossible to say no to him. Watch out. Next month, you know, we're going to have a very exciting series. Next month. Okay. I don't want to say this, baka ma-preempt, pero I'm telling you, very, very exciting. Pero minsan iniisip natin, parang imposible yata na alam mo, parang mukhang bibigay ako. But you know what? I believe that the Holy Spirit will enable you. Okay? To believe God, Lord, kaya, hindi ko to kaya sa sarili ko lang, but I know that by the grace of God and through the power of the Spirit that is in me, I can overcome this. And also the Holy Spirit teaches us to know right from wrong. You know, in verse 26 says there that all these I have, in verse 26, but the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. You know, the Holy Spirit will guide us, especially in making decisions. You know, sometimes you don't need to be super, you don't have to be, you know, to feel like parang superstitious to. You know, yun nga yung sinabi ko kanina, pag may, pag lumipad yung papel, ibig sabihin, ano to, letter A. Pagka bumagsak yung ballpen, letter B. Ay, bumagsak yung ballpen, uy, letter B nga. Sabi ko, thank you, Lord. Okay? Holy Spirit to. Di ba? And, hindi ibig sabihin na, alam mo yun, minsan kasi we have a picture na, gagawin ko ba ang isang bagay na to? Alam naman natin kung tama o mali. Pero minsan, we keep on having that mental picture in our minds, okay? That picture in our minds na, gagawin ko ba to? Tapos may isip natin si Jesus, umiiyak, may crowns, parang nagmamakaawa sa atin, huwag mong gawin yan. Naku Lord, di ko nagagawin kasi na eh. It's not that. Hindi ibig sabihin na picture mo si Jesus na nagmamakaawa sa'yo, nak, huwag mong gawin yan, kasalanan yan, hindi ganun yun. But the Holy Spirit will teach us to know right from wrong. And can I just say this? You know, if you are here today and you're thinking, you know, probably you're thinking that I think that I need to stop doing this because I'm leading my girlfriend to something that is that is not right. I don't think that's your conscience. I don't think that is because you are so good and nagising ka sa katotohanan, but I believe that's the Holy Spirit speaking in you. The fact that you thought about, I don't think this is right. I think that I'm not respecting my girlfriend anymore by doing this to her. Or maybe vice versa. I'm not respecting my boyfriend anymore because I keep on asking him so that we could enjoy life. But the moment that you realize that this has to stop, I don't think that's just your conscience. I don't think that's just your mental intuition. I believe it's the Holy Spirit speaking to you right now that you have to distinguish right from wrong. You have to know what's right and what is wrong. Because the Holy Spirit will teach us to know what is right and wrong. And some of you might be asking, I'd like to ask the music team, and we're going to close with this. Some of you might be asking, you know, parang, I don't think it's so easy to hear from God. I don't think it's so... In fact, I'm thinking that it's somehow weird to hear from God. You know what? I want to say this, that it's never weird to hear from God. It is never weird. You know, when at this time you are hearing God speaking to you, you know, and convicting you, these are the things that you need to know, these are the things that you need to learn, these are the things that you need to change. I don't think that it's just your own wisdom. It's just because of you heard the message. But I believe it's the Holy Spirit speaking to you to change for the better. And I said that it's not weird from God. It's not weird to hear from God. But in fact, it is weird not to hear from God. When you're not hearing from God through the Spirit of truth, I'm telling you, I think maybe there's something wrong. Maybe there's something wrong that we keep on hearing only the flesh. I want to do this. Oh man, I like that. Sarap yata, gagawin ko to. Ito yung gustong-gusto kong ginagawa. I don't think you're hearing. If you know that that's leading you to sin, I don't think that's the Holy Spirit. The question is, does the Holy Spirit have all of me? Is the Holy Spirit so welcome in my life that I want Him to change me? The way I think, the way I act, the way I speak, the way I treat people. Or maybe it's just us. You know, this time I believe that the Holy Spirit wants to speak to some of us here today, or maybe most of us here today. We're going to take this time and we're going to worship God. We're going to worship the Holy Spirit in this place. And then we're going to go ahead and, you know, pray. But, you know, first of all, we need to know and recognize the power, the person of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit that is at work in you, in our lives, so that we could be changed. Would you stand with me? We're going to worship God. You know what? I believe that, yes, Jesus came here on earth so that we will have new life. I believe that Jesus died for all of us. Do you believe that? Jesus died for all of our sins. That God has forgiven our sins because through the name of Jesus. But when Jesus ascended to heaven, I believe that the Holy Spirit is right here in us. That He gave us the Counselor. He gave us the power of the Holy Spirit so that we could be changed inside and out. So that we could decide right from wrong. It's only because of the Holy Spirit. It's only because of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Can we just all worship God in this place? Let's all worship God in this place. God loves us. Do you believe that God loves us? Praise God. You know, I wasn't able to mention this on our 5 o'clock service, but let me just share this with you. You know, I realized that, you know, in the book of Exodus, chapter 32, we all know the story when Moses went up to the mountain having that, the law that God has given him through him so that he can give it to the people, the Israelites' people. But when he went down, people are prostituting themselves with idols. And the scripture tells us in verse 27 that then he said to them, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Each man strap a sword to his side, go back and forth through the camp from one end to the other, each killing his brother and friend and neighbor." And then in verse 28 says there that the Levites did as Moses commanded. And that day, about 3,000 of people died. You know what? The law was good and it was given to us. But there's a problem. We are not good. That is why the law became an occasion for the enemy to use it so that it would bring guilt, it could bring condemnation to us. But there's a good news. In the book of Acts, we're going to jump in the book of Acts chapter 2. When Peter, one of the apostles, filled with the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, started to preach. He said that, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." I want you to look on this. And then in verse 39, the promise is for you. God has given us the promise, and that's the Holy Spirit. "And your children, and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call." Then in verse 40, it says there that with many other words he warned them, and he pleaded with them, "Save yourselves from this corrupt generation." Now, in verse 41, this is very interesting. It says there that those who accepted this message were baptized. And about what? 3,000 added to their number that day. Do you remember the story in the book of Exodus? 3,000 men died because they cannot keep the law. They cannot take it. The law was good, but because we are sinful, the enemy used it to condemn us, to bring death to us. But this is how Jesus works, through the power of the Holy Spirit, that about 3,000 added to their number that day. It is only because of the power of the Holy Spirit that every one of us here today will have new life. That our spirit with God will be regenerated. And it's only because of the promise of the Holy Spirit. Do you see the connection? It's only by the blood of Jesus that He could give us that life. And tonight, we're going to pray. I want to pray right now. Some of you here, you need the Holy Spirit to speak to you today. You don't have to think about the Holy Spirit next time when I have goosebumps. Next time, maybe when I felt like it is Him. But you know what? The Holy Spirit is so personal that He's in you right now, that He can speak to you right now. Would you bow your heads, close your eyes? I want to pray. You know, if you are here, you need the wisdom. You need, some of you might be in the situation right now where you need to make, you know, you are in tough situation. You need to make right decisions. Maybe in your family, maybe in your relationship, maybe in finances, maybe in, I don't know, what do I need to do? Where will I enroll next semester? you're in a tough situation right now, but you know what? You need the Holy Spirit to guide you and lead you, to counsel you, to help you. Because apart from Him, all decisions will seems like, grabe, palpak na naman ako. That's why you need the Holy Spirit today. If you're that person, would you raise up your hand? I want to pray for you. I believe the Holy Spirit wants to speak to you tonight and wants to give you wisdom and wants to help you and to counsel you and to tell you that I'm here. I'm not just another force, but I'm a person. I'm a God inside of you that I can give you right decisions. All you have to do is take from me. Lord, I pray, God, for my friends, Lord, for my brothers and sisters right here, God, all across this place. Just lift those hands up high. Lord, I want to lift to you, God, these people. Lord, I pray, God, that maybe they are in the middle of situations that they need to know, that they need strength. God, that they need the faith, Lord. And even, Lord God, the right wisdom, Lord God. The wisdom, Lord God, to make decisions, Lord God. Right from wrong. Lord, I pray, God, Holy Spirit, that you would grant them, you would speak to them right now. Not in a spooky way. Lord, not in a very weird way. But Lord, I pray, God, make it too personal, Lord God, for them. That right now, they're going to hear from you, Holy Spirit. They're going to hear from you. Thank you, Lord. Another group of people, I want to pray. Just remain bowing your heads, closing your eyes. You know, if you came here for the very first time, you heard the message. And the message is so clear that Jesus died for your sins so that your sins will be forgiven. So that there will be no more condemnation. And then He sent the gift, the Holy Spirit, so that you will continue to live on the way that He wants you to have.